From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Yvonne Gardo struck out 6 7 innings of one-run ball to help guide the Brewers to a 3-1 win over the Cubs at Wrigley Field. Gardo improved to 7-6 with the win. Francisco Rodriguez closed it out for his league-leading 36th save. Mark Reynolds had his 20th home run of the season. Chris Davis and Scooter Gennett each chipped in an RBI as well. The Brewers have won 4 of 5, and they picked up ground as the Cardinals lost to Miami last night. Pittsburgh beat Detroit 11-6. The Tigers seem to be in free fall. Justin Verlander got hit hard, and he might go on the DL. He's got right shoulder soreness. Kansas City took over first place in the American League Central with a win last night. Pirates outfielder Andrew McCutchen headed to the disabled list after all. The reigning National League MVP has been placed on the 15-day DL retroactive to August 4th with a fractured rib. The Woodchucks dropped their playoff opener last night, losing to the Lakeshore Chinooks 9-4 at Athletic Park. The two teams square off again tonight down in Mequon. You can hear the game on our sister station, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Pregame show at 6:20. For the first time, the Marquette men's basketball team will play a non-conference game in its training facility, which has less than one-fifth of the seats of the Golden Eagles' normal venue. Marquette said yesterday it would host Alabama A&M on December 19th at the Al McGuire Center, which is located on the Milwaukee campus and has 3,700 seats. And the Plover American Legion baseball team was eliminated at the Great Lakes Regional by Midland, Michigan yesterday, 8-5. Plover finishes their season with a record of 43-8. Midland advances to the American Legion World Series next week in North Carolina. That's sports. I'm Tom King.